Good morning. Welcome to Focus. I'm Terry James, and we are joined by Jay Doherty, Veteran Service Officer. And actually, give me your exact title, Jay. I want to get this correct.
Well, I'm the superintendent here, the Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission Office, and I'm an accredited Veteran Service Officer as well.
And that was something when you took over this office, you needed to become accredited. So we're going to talk about that with Rachel here at Poole in just a little bit. Talk about some of the things that you'd like people to know about this office, Jay.
Well, the most commonly asked question here recently anyway, they want to know if DOGE and the government shrinking has affected us. And the answer is no. There's been absolutely no changes to the VA healthcare and benefits programs. The Military Veterans Assistance Act has it set up where we're county funded, but yet we're governed by the Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission, which is comprised of two members from each of the nationally recognized veteran organizations from within the county. In other words, your VFW and your American League. In fact, our office is one of the few organizations that actually bring federal tax dollars back into the Mercer County economy. And this is crazy. It's hard to believe, but you can go right to VA government website and get these figures. In 2023, which is the newest information available, the VA spent a total of about $12.5 million in Mercer County on our veterans. Now, that figure includes all the medical benefits and everything, but when you break it down, a little over $6 million was in direct compensation and pension. So those are direct dollars that the veterans are getting that they can spend locally.
Yeah, they're using those at local stores. They're using local doctors. I mean, that all goes back into the community.
Right. Right. Another thing that I'm kind of proud of is that your national average, well, not national average, but your state of Illinois average of percentage of veterans is 4.8%. But here in Mercer County, it's 7.6%. So we're a very, very veteran-rich county. And, you know, when you start thinking about all their families and the dependents and everything, I mean, what we do in this office really reaches a lot of people. We've had the pleasure of having Steve Burdett from Galesburg and the Illinois Department of Veteran Affairs come over here a few times a month to do claims. But unfortunately, he's decided to exercise a well-deserved retirement at the end of July. But our commission had the foresight of preparing for this. So Rachel Poole and I have become accredited veteran service officers, and we can now do for our veterans in-house every day when the courthouse is open what Steve could do, except for the hunting and fishing licenses. You still need a state of Illinois man for that. After we have an appointment with a veteran, we can spend 10 to 20 hours in just researching that claim. And we provide all of this at absolutely no charge to the veterans whatsoever. What always saddens me the most is when I hear about a veteran that has went to a lawyer to get help because he's tried it himself. Okay, which you can do, you know, if you want to. You can go onto the VA website and you can try this yourself. Well, when they get frustrated, they go to a lawyer. They're like, I need a lawyer. Well, they charge, you know. So at the end of it, when they get their lump sum of money, you know, they take a portion of that. And I hate to see that because our veterans deserve the best. And we'll do it for you for free.
Rachel, tell me what a veteran service officer is, what they do, and how you become one.
As a veteran service officer, we help veterans file claims with the VA, as Jay mentioned, appeal claims that have been denied that can go as far as being seen by the Board of Appeals in Washington, D.C. We navigate pension claims, help spouses and family obtain headstones and burial benefits, and assist veterans with health care questions and access to VA health care, and assist veterans to obtain their service records, medals, and information from the National Archives as well. To become a veteran service officer, you have to go through a week-long training, and then you have to do your yearly continuing education credits as too.
Anytime the courthouse is open, you or Jay will be here to help folks with their needs.
Yes, we're here from 8 to noon and 1 to 4, Monday through Friday. I did want to mention some things, some services we provide require evidence, and we'll help you with your claims by submitting articles. We'll go over past case law, service records, pictures, letters, and medical documentation. There's many benefits of doing a service-connected claim. A veteran can become service-connected and obtain Social Security disability in tandem, so they could get both at the same time. The higher your service-connected rating percentage is, the more benefits you're entitled to, along with the monetary benefit awarded with your claim. Now, service connection is rated from 0% to 100%. Benefits obtained from these percentages are, for example, like a 10% rating will allow you to receive a hunting and fishing license through the Illinois Department of Veteran Affairs. At 30%, you can start getting money off your property taxes. At 50%, the veteran doesn't have to pay a copay at the VA for medical or prescriptions, and you qualify for a free iServe license plate and registration through the DMV. At 70% in Illinois, you no longer pay for your property taxes, and at 100% permanent in total, you and your spouse qualify for dental, and your spouse qualifies for CHAMP VA. To obtain the higher ratings, we look through your medical records to see if there were connectable diagnosis or secondary diagnosis within them that you may not even have realized were connectable. Our job is to ensure you get the highest rating possible. This not only helps you as a veteran, but if you were to pass away from a service-connected diagnosis, your family would obtain additional help for burial benefits, and if married, your spouse could be able to apply for dependent indemnity compensation and would be able to receive a portion of your monetary compensation monthly. So being service-connected can be obtained by active National Guard or reservists of any branch of service. There are three ways to become service-connected. The first is aggravated, which is if you had an injury before service and service aggravated that injury. The second is direct, which is if you were injured or exposed to noise or toxic substances in service, even on leave. And lastly is presumptive, and that is if you were in a VA-recognized location and have certain diagnoses. And there's three steps to obtain that service connection: current diagnosed disability, in-service injury, event, illness, or exposure, and a medical nexus between the disability and the event. Our office is designed to assist and help navigate the veteran and their family with all of these items and more. If we do not know an answer, we will find it out for you. We encourage veterans to call with any questions or to make an appointment with myself or Jay to start a claim. Unfortunately, we can only see one veteran at a time due to our office constraints and privacy laws. So if you call, just please leave a message and we'll call you right back as soon as we're finished with the veteran in front of us.
We're going to talk about the distance to Iowa City. It can be a little far for folks, especially trying to make it to the VA hospital.
There's also situations where the veteran is going to have a health procedure done that won't allow them to drive. You know, they won't be able to drive home. So if you just call this office, I'll be happy to set up a ride for you. We have a VA van here supplied by Iowa City, and we can go to all VA-approved appointments. So we do go to Galesburg and to Davenport some, you know, as long as it's a VA-approved appointment. We'll try to help you out. You know, we prioritize the Iowa City trips, but we don't want to turn anybody away. We want to help everybody we possibly can.
Jay, I think the best way for folks to find out how they can get help is to give you guys a call, make an appointment if they need to. Can you give us those hours and the phone number again?
Yeah, we're here from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 4. Our phone number is 309-582-2714, and then you got to hit option 3.
All right. Thank you, Jay Doherty, Superintendent of the Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission Office. Rachel Poole, Veteran Service Officer. Both are here to help you. And just one more time with the phone number, Jay.
309-582-2714, option 3.
All right. Thank you both for your time. I do appreciate it. And this has been Focus.